Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Stress Makes Soldiers. Today we're diving deep into something super important. Self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Listen, those things can be awesome, but self-care is way more than pampering yourself. It's about actively prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being, kind of like giving your brain the TLC it deserves. Think of it as maintenance for your most valuable asset. Ever felt that constant pressure to do it all? Like a hamster on a wheel, always going, going, going. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and your mind feels like it's running on fumes? Well, my friends, that's a recipe for burnout city. And trust me, nobody wants to live there. That's why prioritizing self-care isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. First, understand that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self for the people and things that matter most. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put fuel in a car and expect it to run without ever checking the oil or changing the tires, right? It's the same with your mental health. You need regular maintenance to keep things running smoothly. Second, self-care looks different for everyone. What brings one person joy might drain another. Experiment and discover what truly nourishes your soul. Maybe it's a morning walk in nature, journaling, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a few minutes to breathe deeply. Third, make self-care non-negotiable. Schedule it into your day like any other important appointment. It's not about finding extra time, it's about prioritizing what matters most. And trust me, that small investment in yourself will pay dividends down the road. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no. You can't do everything for everyone all the time. Learning to set healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and well-being. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Finally, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world and days when you just want to crawl back into bed. That's perfectly normal. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive who constantly juggles deadlines, meetings, and client demands. She's always on the go, sacrificing sleep, meals, and even personal time to keep up. Sounds familiar? But lately, Sarah's been feeling drained, irritable, and struggling to focus. Her performance at work is slipping, and her relationships are suffering. One day, she realizes that something has to change. She starts incorporating small acts of self-care into her routine. Taking a 15-minute walk during her lunch break, practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each morning, saying no to extra projects, and prioritizing quality time with loved ones. To her surprise, these simple changes make a world of difference. Seraphie is more energized, focused, and in control. She's able to manage her stress levels effectively and build stronger relationships. See? Self-care isn't about escaping reality, it's about equipping yourself to handle it with grace and resilience. It's about showing up as the best version of yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically. Remember, taking care of your mental health is a journey, not a destination. It's about making conscious choices every day to nourish your well-being. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. You deserve it. Alright folks, I hope this episode has inspired you to prioritize self-care in your own lives. Remember, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Take that step today, whether it's a 10-minute meditation or a guilt-free evening reading your favorite book. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's create a culture where prioritizing our mental health is not just acceptable, but expected. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember you are stronger than you think.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.